Good morning. I'm Andrea Bernstein with John Hockenberry. We have Marcus Mabry here. We have Muna Shikaki from Al Arabiya. But joining us now from Beirut is Rami Khoury, the editor-at-large of the Daily Star. Good morning, or I guess it's afternoon there.
Yes, good afternoon.
What is the view of the speech there from Lebanon?
Well, there's different views among different people, but I think the general sentiment is probably going to be, and certainly mine is, that the tone and the approach of Obama was generally quite positive, slightly pedantic and a bit of preaching, but generally positive. I think the body language, coming to Cairo, making the effort to take this initiative, all of these are positive elements I think will be well appreciated. The most important thing I thought was his putting the Israelis and the Palestinians at the same level, basically saying that both of them had equal rights, both had to make concessions, both had obligations under the roadmap, and both had rights to statehood and security. That was pretty strong, and I think that was a little nudge forward, not new American policy for him, but for him to emphasize it like that was important. He kind of started talking to Hamas a little bit in a funny American presidential way, so that was kind of interesting. Most of the rhetoric about Islam was nice rhetoric, but really no substance, nothing new in it. And there is a slight negative aspect, possibly, that is he's still obsessed, as Americans are, with 9/11 and Osama bin Laden, and they've really got to overcome this hurdle. He said that 9/11 was a trauma, which it was a crime, it was a trauma, it was a tragedy, and the Americans have to overcome this and address the issues that are the ones that define American mutual interest with the people of the Arab-Asian region. He shouldn't talk about the Islamic.
But Rami Khoury, I noticed that when President Obama said 9/11 was a fact, not an opinion, that was another one of the places where there was dead silence. And, you know, clearly he's not only speaking to a world audience, he's speaking to an American audience, who the kind of people who are listening to the Dick Cheneys of the world, who don't want to think that the president is standing down on terrorism. Does that come as a surprise to you there in Beirut?
No, not really. I mean, there's no doubt about the American position on terrorism. And I think the vast, overwhelming majority of people in the world, Muslims and everybody else, agrees with the U.S. that terrorism is a terrible thing. So there's no doubt about having a legitimate war against terrorists. And people have been doing that in this region much longer than the Americans have been doing, because we've suffered from terrorism much longer. So I think there's a psychological problem in the U.S. in political psychology, you know, how to overcome the trauma of 9/11 and address the political issues and the issues of people's rights that have to be addressed to get the kind of security and stability that we all want. I think he made a step in that direction when he talked about the U.S. is supporting human rights everywhere, will support all democratically elected governments that serve their people. There's a lot of really nice touches in the speech. I think it was overall positive, but nothing new. That's the problem.
Let me bring in Muna Shikaki. She's the correspondent for Al Arabiya in Washington, D.C. Muna, what do you think about that point? Was it wrong for President Obama to bring up 9/11?
Well, I think it's interesting because, like Rami said, this is a speech for more than one audience. And to me, it was good for him to say that, because I think a lot of people in the Arab world, like Rami said, don't understand that. And I think it's part of the beginning of the dialogue is people in the Arab world to understand the impact that 9/11 had, which is not the same impact that they have in the Arab world. It's a watershed moment for the United States, but it really was not that much of a watershed moment for the people in the Arab world, and part of dialogue is understanding this. I was actually looking at our website right now, Al Arabiya's website, and looking at reactions. We've had hundreds of reactions on the speech. It's the front story on our website, and you see a lot of really interesting feedback. You have some of the positive feedback saying, I like the way he framed the issues. I wish people in the Arab world would address these same issues and arguments and justifications that Obama was addressing himself. But most of the reaction was, we like what he say, we want what he says, but we want action. We like the way he frames the debate, but we've heard the positions themselves before. We're waiting to see what will happen next.
Well, Muna, what do you think of what Rami said, that the sort of Muslim references in a place like Lebanon, known for a certain amount of secularism, might, you know, be glossed over by a lot of people in the Arab world, and that they're much more concerned about the issues of democracy that perhaps they would wish that their own leaders would address?
I think he's absolutely right in the point that the Arab world is not monolithic and the Muslim world is not monolithic, and that each country has different issues that it cares about. But in general, and in opinion polls that go repetitively around the Arab world, there is the issue of Iraq, withdrawal from Iraq, and the issue of Guantanamo, and the issue of, the Israeli-Arab conflict keeps on coming up as being an important issue. So yes, there are nuances, there are differences between countries, especially when you talk about Lebanon. But in general, I mean, we can't go around the fact that these are issues that are important to everyone.
Is it new to get people saying, I liked the tone of the speech, now let's see action? I mean, do you think that signals any kind of shift in public opinion?
Well, I don't know if it does or not, but we've been covering this, in preparation for the speech. I've been covering some stories from here, from the United States, talking to Arab Muslims and Arab Americans, and they're saying, okay, hold on, you're talking to the Arabs and Muslims outside of the United States. Why don't you talk to us too? We still have some problems. You know, you look at the complaints that they get because, you know, organizations like the Arab American Anti-Discrimination Committee or the Council on American Islamic Relations, and they're saying they're still getting the same number of complaints from people when it comes to discrimination. The same programs.
Is it your experience? Is it your experience that the Muslim American debate is where it was when Obama was elected 6 months ago, or however many months that was ago, 7 months ago? Or do you think it's shifted since then?
Well, I think it has shifted, and I think what we're hearing is actually the fact that that there's greater expectation, and the greater expectation comes from, you know, once you say this guy is, you know, more on our side, and I think there's some sense of that. There's a sense that also leads to greater expectations. You expect more. You don't expect to stop there. So I think there's been some progress.
Did people get it today, in a word?
Well, you know, I think there were definitely moments in there about, he said, Islam is a part of America. And I think he talked about Muslim Americans' contribution. So I think he was addressing, I think, something for everyone.
Thank you very much, Marcus Mabry, New York Times international business editor, Muna Shikaki, correspondent for Al Arabiya in Washington, D.C., Rami Khoury, the editor-at-large of the Daily Star in Beirut.